And a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I hope you are as well, and your family, and all the good folks, that good crew at Lloyd's Automotive. We, if you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Dan has helped our CCO listeners out for many years here on the radio, kind of analyzing what may be ailing with your car, your truck, your van. And before you take it in for service, Dan will give you some idea of what might be wrong with it, what you may be facing. So don't wait, by the way. As we tell you every week, Dan is with us for a brief amount of time till just about 7:45 this morning. So you don't have to be a motorhead, as we like to say. If you drive a car or truck or van and you've got an issue with it, call or text Dan. It is the same number. That number is 651-461-9226. We're already getting some folks checking in. Dan, what's the last week been like at Lloyd's? I suppose AC is still an issue.
You know, we're getting tired of the hot weather, Denny.
You're not alone.
Yeah, everybody is just getting tired of the hot weather, and in January we would not be complaining about it, but
no.
It just wears on you after a while, doesn't it? It gets hard, and of course it's hard on people, it's hard on cars, it's hard on our homes and air conditioning systems and all that, but I'm glad that the forecast is moderating a little bit, because that's going to take the edge off and make things much more comfortable.
You know, in the past couple of shows or so, we've been talking about, and people have been calling and texting about saving, improving gas mileage. And I was noticing I took a bit of a road trip last Sunday to a northern part of Minnesota and back. And I was just kind of doing a little experimenting. I shouldn't say experimenting while I'm driving. But I noticed that what much better mileage when I'm kind of keeping the, and you referred to it, keeping the speed at the speed limit, don't kind of cheat a little bit, because I noticed what a great improvement that is, kind of keeping a constant speed and don't race. What a difference.
Well, you know that, and especially out on the road, using your cruise control, is a good idea too. You'll get better gas mileage if you use your cruise control, because the cruise control doesn't have the ability to push the pedal to wide open throttle.
<That's right.
laughs> it kind of naturally keeps it moderate, like what you're talking about, and so that's a good idea too, to go ahead and use your cruise control.
And it's safer. That's a whole different issue. But boy, I tell you, people are still flying out there like crazy.
Yeah.
Dan, there's a texter that says this, and you got to help me with this. What is symmetrical all-wheel drive, and is there an advantage to that?
Well, I don't know exactly what symmetrical all-wheel drive is. We've talked about what, all-wheel drive is compared to four-wheel drive, and, four-wheel drive is like what you find in a heavy-duty pickup. All-wheel drive is more like what you find in, the SUVs, the all-wheel drive, more luxurious type cars or smaller type cars. Probably is a better description. But the symmetric, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that is, Danny. I'm sorry.
No, I've seen the term before, and I'm wondering if it isn't just the same as, what we see with many vehicles. It's just, just normal all-wheel drive, not where you have a choice for, high and low, and you've got a special gear for the shifter.
I think that probably is what they're talking about, and what it is the drive wheels will engage on demand, depending upon what's going on. They're not being driven all the time, which is really good for the car and for mileage and for all sorts of things, tire wear and all that. So if they're, you know, if they're only being demanded when there's a need for them, things go well for the car.
Here's some thought that we get this subject from time to time in the show. How necessary, Texter says, is it to always put premium 91 gas in my 2011 Infiniti G37X? A regular mechanic in Elk River says the performance difference makes it vital to use only 91. But this week we had my car in for service at the dealer, and the service people said, it's okay to use lower. That 87 won't damage the engine.
Well, and they're right. It won't damage the engine, but the reason that Infiniti requires premium is because it's a higher compression engine, and with higher compression, it has the tendency for the air fuel mixture to ignite before the spark plug. In other words, there's enough compression that just the pressure creates enough heat, and that much heat will ignite the air-fuel mixture. We call that pre-ignition, and it's pinging. It causes it to ping, and so that's the reason that Infiniti wants you to use the premium. So a couple of things. First of all, you're not getting full performance out of your vehicle if you don't use the premium fuel. The pre-ignition, the vehicle's smart enough, it has the ability to deal with that by tuning the vehicle down so that pre-ignition doesn't happen, because that pre-ignition is hard on the vehicle. You don't want that. You don't want the vehicle firing its mixture before it's supposed to. Yeah. So, but as far as long-term damage to the engine, I would agree. I probably have not seen any damage caused by it, but as always, my opinion will be that the vehicle was engineered and designed to run on the higher octane fuel, and I think that's what you should do.
Yeah, very good. All right, Dan, we're going to take a quick break here, alerting our listeners. If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, call it in. If you want to chat with Dan, great. Or if you'd rather send a text like other folks are doing too, the number is the same. And that number is 651-461-9226. We'll take this break with a reminder now. The weather folks have given us a severe thunderstorm watch. Twin Cities included till 2 this afternoon. You stay tuned to CCO. We could get some severe weather coming along, not only today until 2, but even later on this afternoon and evening. So stay with us. Right now, it's a cloudy 72 degrees in the Twin Cities. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long back at it with our car care show around every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Dan Burns is the ASC certified technician that has helped CCO listeners out for many, many years. And Lloyd's Automotive is the place you'll find him and a bunch of great folks there. Where do we find you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, you know, Denny, the obvious place to find us is on the web. You can find us at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net. Come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul on Grand Avenue. Or you can give us a call at 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is close to 7:45 or so this morning. If you have any kind of issue with your vehicle, you want to find out what the heck is wrong with it, why don't you call or text Dan at 651-461-9226. Do that before we run out of time. 651-461-9226. Grab a phone call this morning, Dan. Miles is calling in from Ramsey this morning. Miles, what's your question for Dan, please?
Good morning, Dan. What's your opinion of the auto stop feature on vehicles where you pull up to a stoplight and the car turns off until you go again? Does it save fuel? What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is I have it on one of my cars, and I don't like it. because I guess I'm old fashioned and I want the car to be running when I want it, when I want to go. But that being said, my opinion is, and I think this is proven, is that it does save mileage. It's been around for a long time now, and you know, people are worried about, or have been worried about, the car starting and stopping so much. It must be hard on the starter and things like that, and that has not proven to be true. They seem to have them well designed, and I actually think that the studies have showed that the amount of fuel that it saves, you know, over the lifetime of a car is pretty significant. So that's why they do it. And it's better for the amount of fuel that it uses, and it's better for the environment that the car's not sitting there idling at a stop sign, which is, you know, where a lot of pollution happens. When the car's running down the highway, it's very efficient at not putting out terrible emissions, but at idle at a stoplight, it's not so good. So yeah, that's why they do it.
Serves a good purpose, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I kind of like to be able to step on the gas and go right away.
Yeah, right.
Dan, this texter says, hello, I have a 2006 Toyota Highlander Hybrid. The brakes seem like they lock, and there's a continuous sound when you drive. What do you think?
Well, that should be checked out pronto, because if one of the brakes is locking up, and that happens where they don't release properly for a number of different reasons, but if the brakes are locking up and if it's wearing out the brake pads prematurely, and maybe they're worn out enough now where the metal is, you know, the metal backing plate of the brake pad is rubbing against the metal rotor, and that can make quite a noise. But you should get that in. Any shop would do a good job of inspecting that for you, finding out what's wrong, you know, finding out if one of the wheels is worn prematurely. That's all easy diagnosis stuff. And, but I think you should get that in soon, because that, that can be dangerous.
Another brake question. It says, my brakes are working fine, just changed the rotors and pads in the front, but the ABS warning light remains on. It's been on for months. What might cause that warning?
Well, that's something different than the actual hydraulic performance of the brakes. The anti-lock brake portion is a safety thing. Anti-lock brakes, traction control, that sort of stuff is all controlled by the same system. And the fact that the light is on means that the system is failing a self-test, which happens every time you start the car. And so there's something wrong. Because of that, it turns the light on and it disables the system when the light is on. So you're driving around right now without your anti-lock brake system working. And if you bring it in, it's a pretty simple start to the diagnostics, diagnostics at least, because we just took it up to our diagnostic equipment, and it'll give us some trouble codes, some diagnostic codes to get us started on what's going on and why the system is failing its self-test. Sometimes it's a very simple repair, and you know, a simple sensor or something like that to be changed. And sometimes it's more complicated, where it's in the computer system or in the pump system or something like that, where it gets more involved. But you should for sure bring that in soon and get the diagnostics done, so you at least know what's going on and if it's truly safe to be driving the way you are.
Yeah, that's a good point. Safety issue. All right. I'll tell you what, it's time for the weather forecast, so don't go away. Dan will be back in a moment, but he's here for maybe about another quarter hour or so or less. So call or text your car care question at 651-461-9226. The weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, we have callers and we have texters, and I know our time is limited here, so let's get back to it. I think Frank this morning is calling in from Roseville. Frank, thank you for waiting. What's your question for Dan?
Hi, yes. I've got a 97 Ford Explorer V8 with an all-wheel drive, and one of my tires needs replacement, but I was told that unless they find the exact tire match, that I'd have to replace all four tires for that all-wheel drive to work. Is that correct?
Well, it's that's the theory that people talk about. I've never found it to be that much of an issue. What you don't want to have happen is if one tire is significantly larger around by being brand new than the other worn out tires, there's slip that's designed into the drivetrain, and if that bigger tire is turning at a slower rate, then the slip system in the all-wheel drive system is being abused. And so what they're really saying is we need to get a tire that's the same diameter as the ones that are on the car. And if the ones that are on the car are pretty new, then if you put a new tire on it, I'm sure it'll be just fine. If the other tires are significantly worn and you put a new tire on, you probably shouldn't do that. If they're worn out, you should replace all four of them anyway. That's just a good idea. But what they're really talking about is they need them to be close to the same diameter so that when you go down the road, the vehicle's not being abused.
Okay. Tell you what, let's grab another call this morning. I see John is calling in from Edina this morning. John, what is your question this morning?
Hi, I got a 2015 Chevy Equinox, and I run slide. After longer trips, when I get and put the brake on to stop, it kind of jerks for a while.
I'm sorry, he said run flat.
Kind of jerks for a while.
Yeah. Well, if you have the spare tire on, which is what I heard the question to be, if you have the spare tire on, the four tires are different sizes because of that. And when you put the brakes on, the anti-lock brake system is engaging. And that would be normal just because of the different size of tires. If you get your original tires put back on the car, I think the system will be just fine.
Okay. A listener wants to know, Dan, as far as replacing coolant in vehicles, do you go by time or mileage?
Well, oftentimes we go by repair. When we do a repair to the cooling system, we certainly flush the system out and put new coolant back on. But you know, it's kind of a blend of both, whether it's time or mileage. Probably with coolant, it's more about time than mileage. But, when you look at the maintenance schedules, they say either, 10 years or 100,000 miles, something like that. And I would kind of blend the two and come up with a number in the middle that you're comfortable with and do it that way.
Very good. Here's an interesting question I don't think we've had before in all these years, Dan. The texter wants to know, basically, is there a difference with training as far as technicians go? Are mechanics trained to work in independent service stations like Lloyd's as opposed to a dealership?
Well, the basic training is the same, certainly. The advanced training is ongoing all the time. We're always training everybody. And at a shop like Lloyd's, where we work on a multiple of different lines of cars, we kind of have our guys that, specialize in a particular line. For example, we have a guy that specializes in the European imports, and then we have another guy that does a lot of the Asian imports. We have another guy that does all the domestics. So they just by nature kind of focus in on a particular line of cars. But the truth is they're trained to work on any of them. And, you know, other than the highly technical parts of a car, they're still all just nuts and bolts. And, you know, to change a component on one car or another, it's pretty much the same on any line of car. But to answer the question, is the training different? Pretty much not. I think that no matter where you're working, you have to constantly be training with what it is that you're working on.
But you yourself and your crew, I mean, you think about the folks you work with, you guys are kind of at the top level, are you not, as far as qualification?
Well, it seems that way. I like to think that. Although, you know, the dealerships, which, of course, specialize on one particular line of car, have their guy that's, you know, an expert, too. So I think no matter where you go, you're going to find that, you know, in a particular shop, there's a couple of guys that are pretty darn good at what they do and know what they're doing.
Well, I tell you what, if you need the expertise of Lloyd's Automotive, if you have an issue with your vehicle, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
And Dan, as we head out of here, we've had so many text messages that we did not get to. I want to promise our listeners that I will save these, and we will open up the show with those next week. What do you say?
That sounds like a great idea.
Very good. So join us again next week. But stay tuned next. Thank you, Dan. We'll talk to Dan Burns and have more car talk next Saturday here on CCU. Dan, have a good week. That's Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell's Wine Chat is straight ahead here. Stay with us. And then Lawn and Garden Talk on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.